Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Preach the Word, 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2. As we think about God's plan of salvation and all the things that are essential to it, one of those that is key is the preaching of the gospel. We know this is a part of salvation, for in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21, Paul says, "For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who were lost." God has chosen the foolishness, or what men view as foolishness, of the preaching of the message to save the lost. My friends, preaching is essential to salvation because through it, the message of God is broadcast to a lost and dying world. Think about all that Jesus said in the commission He gave His disciples to preach the gospel. Jesus said, "Go into all the world, preach the gospel unto every creature." Mark chapter 16, verse 15, Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. Well, how is preaching the gospel key and essential to salvation? It is the method God chose. God didn't choose acting. God didn't choose drama. God didn't choose storytelling. God chose the persuasive proclamation of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus to be that by which people hear the message. And even as one reads the Bible, is he not reading the proclamation of early writers and early Christians and the Holy Spirit Himself of the gospel? And so must we be attentive to the preaching of the gospel? Jesus in the book of Revelation to the seven churches said, "He that has ears, let him hear." Friend, how we need to listen carefully and examine closely what is proclaimed, because in the preaching of the gospel, salvation lies. Now, is there an important lesson to be learned there? Yes. We must make sure we're hearing the gospel, that we're searching the scriptures, Acts 17:11, and that we put our faith in the word of God and that not that of men. But as Paul said, how can they hear without a preacher? Have you listened to the preaching of God's word to make sure you're right with God? If not, do that today and make sure you're saved.
This is the gospel of Christ.